Yo, listen up, man. This was a conversation willing to happen, right? You know, definitely in the works. Now, first of all, right, so break down exactly how do we get...
Wait. Introduce him first.
Like, stay this though, right?
Hey, bro, for people who don't know who he is or who know who I am...
Okay, bro, no jumper niggas like know who he is, but I bet. Yo, welcome back to No Jumper, all right? This is AD,
hey.
All right? And this is 16 Shot Him.
What's up?
Now, Adam, I think, like, texted me, right, a few days ago. And he said, yo, listen, you're going to sit down with 16 Shot Him, and we need somebody to mediate. I first said, yo, listen, like we don't need, like, a fucking mediator, right? Right? Like, I said, yo, listen, man, bro, right? Like, yo, like, we're both grown men, right? Like, but Adam said he needed big AD to be here. So AD is here, man. So break down, man, exactly, like, what led to us being here and, like, why you hit up Adam, you know, like, trying to, I guess, like, speak on something.
I didn't.
No?
Yeah, I ain't asked for this interview.
Yo, bro, Adam be setting it up then, bro. Like
I hit up Adam about you, though, but it wasn't about an interview.
Talk to the mic,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bring it down then.
I hit up Adam about you
mm-hmm.
because, like, the shit you did on the last, well, not the last one, but, you know, the shit with Kevo Manager.
Uh-huh, okay.
And the issue with me is not, like, you giving him a voice because I seen you say, like, I do the same thing you do. I just gave him a platform.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Okay.
You start the call off, what's the clout chasing at 16? Like, you know me or something. Like, you disrespecting me already. Like, you voicing your opinion on some shit you don't know nothing about. And that's what I had an issue with. And then you continue with it, talking about some word on the street. He's scared to come outside and this and that. Who said that? What streets you on that told you that?
He don't know no street. He just talking with the internet.
Like, who's saying that? Because I ain't heard that.
Here, so.
I do interviews outside. Like, that's how I eat.
Right here, so break it down, right? So, but the first part was the cloud chasing part, right? So, so who's Miko?
That's somebody that's on a case with Kevo. His co-defendant.
Okay. Is he a lit rapper?
No, that's his co-defendant who said he snitched on him.
And that's where, like, the cloud chasing part come in, right? Because, like, you did the interview, right, solely to expose Batman Kevo.
No, he did the interview to expose Batman Kevo. Somebody walked up to somebody. I had no idea who Miko was.
Platform, though.
Yes.
And bro, that's cloud chasing. Like, for example, right?
How's that cloud chasing? That's his co-defendant. It's multiple.
Here's why, though, right?
Multiple people in Chicago saying he's a rat. Is he not the only one?
I can show you
multiple videos.
Right? So, like, look. So, like, there's nobody, right, who would say, yo, bro, like, let me, like, come up here, right, and like, expose somebody. Like, for example, right, Miko didn't have, like, a great, like, storyline, you feel me, right? And he's a nobody, right? So, for you to say, yo, like, I'm about to, like, interview this, like, absolute, like nobody.
Who says he a nobody? Kevo told you he nobody?
His views, bro.
Wait a minute, Vlogo. You could say the same thing when it comes down to No Jumper. If somebody got a story about somebody, Adam may take the interview.
Nah,
that ain't clout chasing when it comes down to it, is it?
Bro.
And they've been, right? They been saying this for a long time that he's a rat. It is a rat on their case. It's a confidential informant on their case. It's people paperwork that's sealed. If everybody's saying that you told, how am I clout chasing by giving them a voice? That's what I do. My platform give people voices that people scared to give voices to.
So, right? So, again, right? Bro had, again, like, bro's not like a lit rapper, got ain't going on, right?
It wasn't a rap interview, bro. You keep talking about a rap.
You brought him on it, right, with the purpose to like, expose Batman Kevo, right?
The purpose was to get the story out and see if it's true or not. I even offered Batman Kevo a chance to talk.
So, it brought him on, like on, right, with the what? Like what's, like, up with the sole purpose of it, too?
They reached out to me.
And you accepted. And what was the sole purpose of you accepting that like interview?
Because I knew it was a story. I knew it was a story that people was gonna pay attention to. And people talking about it, people wanna know what's happening.
And you brought him on with the sole purpose of saying that Batman Kevo ratted, right?
No, his purpose was to say he ratted. I wanted to hear what he had to say. I wanted to know how he ratted. I wanted to know why do you think he ratted? Like, what's the proof? Like, what make you call him a snitch? Why did the other dude in the interview call him a snitch? Why is 5-6 other people call him a snitch? That's what I want to know. Why?
My thing is this, right?
What's the issue with that, though?
Right? If, like, for example, though, right? If let's say, like, AD, right? If we're interviewing AD about AD, and, like, AD, like, has, like, a cool story, cool, right? But, like, let's say, yo, AD coming on to, like, speak on Batman Calvin Ratton, or Apothy ratting, right? That's clout chasing to me, right? Meaning, yo, bro, like, why would you just like put somebody on just to like smut?
You know, the co-defendant is?
Yeah.
So how is that clout chasing? Who better to ask about if a nigga told, but the nigga on his case? The nigga's on his case.
Right.
Who else do I talk to?
Bro, you bring it on right, somebody, right? With the sole purpose of finding out whether or not that nigga told. And to me, that's foul.
Look, let's not act like if somebody had some information about somebody and they told Adam, hey, I want to sit Adam there and it, Adam is going to do it, nigga.
Nah, bro.
Yes, he is.
So what you
call, I know a nigga longer than you.
What you call big folks for?
Who?
What you call big folks for? Little folks, whatever.
He's entertaining. Like, yeah, that's fuck.
That ain't clout chasing?
How?
How is he relevant in a situation? Who is he?
He's like entertaining as fuck. I want to talk to him.
Who is he?
Huh?
Who is he?
Entertaining ass like white nigga who's online.
He's not white.
He's white.
He's not white.
Oh, I thought you meant white folks. Got you. Big folks is Kevin manager.
Yeah. What he got to do with the situation?
Right. So, right here. Right. So right. Cool. Right. So like Ben and Kevin, right? Heard that you was on, I guess, like the show, right? On like Tuesday show.
That's another thing. Y'all last time I called in, I didn't call in. I was mad at my business.
Yeah.
Y'all
right.
Call me.
Yeah. Right. So Ben and Kevin said, yo, listen up, bro. Like, things need to be cleared up. I'm not giving him no clout, right? So have big folks like tap in now, and he tapped in and told his piece. You feel me? So like, I don't see nothing.
Isn't
like.
Isn't that the same thing?
How?
It's the same thing.
No.
You didn't know who Big Folks was. Somebody told you about him to basically clear up a story.
It's not the same thing.
And he got nothing to do thing. With the situation at all.
He did, though.
I never met this man a day
Flacco,
in my life.
It's the same situation that he did that it, you
it's
did.
Not,
was you familiar with Big Folks before Kevo told you to talk to him?
Bro.
Was you familiar with him before Kevo told you to talk to him?
No.
Okay, then. So if you didn't know him, it's the same
though.
Thing.
No, right? It's, again, like, it's way different. And, like, here's why, right? And he came on, well, no, listen, right? And he came on this platform and said something about Bam and Kevo, right?
Adam called him.
Yeah, right?
I was on the episode.
Yeah, right? And Bam and Kevo wanted to clear out his piece, but didn't, like, want to say, yo, listen
ask
up,
him
bro.
Why he didn't want to speak.
He's up,
he wasn't fucking busy, bro.
He's rich.
How you so busy, but you harassing me? A broke-ass cameraman.
Can't say busy, though. He said, like, he didn't want to, like, speak on it.
And, he can't and speak on it.
Give you clout.
And what you mean, give me clout, bro? Y'all think Kevo's somebody for real? Y'all believe this illusionist image? Y'all believe these fake-ass bots and followers, bro?
What?
Don't nobody fuck with Kevo in the city, bro. He's a nobody. I don't need to chase clout, bro. I do interviews and help people get exposure.
Wait. Or you saying, right, again, but right, that currently, right, that, like, Batman, Kevo, and you are on, like, the same level?
Financially, no, but I got way more respect than Kevo.
Again,
and I'm
respect
not,
is
I,
cool,
I'm not
right? But clout,
shit.
No, right? Again,
I don't know what his clout is.
Man,
he's a fucking fraud, bro.
Bro, right now Kevo has more clout than you, right?
He paid his way, bro. He pays for friends. He pays for vlogs.
Regardless,
he for
though,
that
bro,
shit,
right?
That shit is not organic, bro.
But
You think I really gained something from this shit with Kevo?
Of course you did, bro.
What, like 4,000 or 5,000 followers?
Subs, attention. Yeah, of course, right? Yeah, of course.
No.
Bro, you did.
No.
Everybody gaining something from
this
conversation.
What? 160,000 views, right?
It don't matter whatever the situation
is. I do that,
is.
Though. That's what you mean? Like, I do that. That's regular.
Bro, my thing is this, right? Again, and like, I like stand by it, though, right? Saying this. If that person, like, you know, like Miko, right? If you're only interviewing him just to, like, quote unquote, expose or like speak on Kevo, like telling, to me, that's cloud station. You, again, like, I see it differently, right? That's how I see it. Now, listen, right?
You think 1090 Jake a cloud chaser? Would you call him a cloud chaser?
Yeah.
What? How?
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, of course.
How?
Huh?
Okay, then what are you then? Because you make videos about all type of shit.
Nah, bro.
You not a clout chaser?
Right?
You just be saying shit, too.
Just blog, though. No, wait. Right.
Like, you got to be credible.
No, listen.
You
Hold on. Huh. Radio. You gotta put yourself under the same microscope you put under other people on.
Yeah.
So if 1090 Jake is picking up stories, that's his niche. Bro, I do the same thing. So am I a clout chaser?
Wait.
Am I a clout chaser?
How though, right?
I'm asking. We talking about stories and not picking up stories.
No, right? Wait. It's not picking up stories though, right? Bro, go out of his way, right? To find paperwork of folks snitching who folks ain't never did shit to like him, right? That's cloud chasing.
You did the same thing with YSL though.
Who? How?
You put out stuff, paperwork that was on that you put it on your page.
It's a news story already though.
So a credible source has to post it for you to post it?
It was a news story already though, right? Like, right?
I'm just saying, does a credible source have to post it before you post it? So basically the big dogs got to post it. If you report on it, then it's no longer clout chasing. But if somebody goes out their way to try to get a story, then they're clout chasing. So 1090, he talks about.
Though, right?
Okay.
I'm saying though, right? Again, Thug and Yagotti, right? Them getting booked for a RICO, that was a national story, right? So me posting some shit on a national story already, that's not clout chasing. And however, right? Joe Blow down the block with like 10,000 followers though, right? Who ain't never bothered nobody, don't got no issues with like 1090 Jake or nobody, and that nigga just go digging just to like expose a nigga for what? For clout? That's clout chasing. But hey, that's just me though, you feel me? I ain't a street nigga.
What's wrong with exposing the rat? They did what they did. Like, they did it.
I feel like, right, like going out of your way to quote unquote expose somebody, and they not like a storyline, like they're not relevant, right? Is you just going like out of your way to expose a nigga because he told? I don't see how you know, like that's like fair or relevant. But again, bro,
if it's the truth, what's wrong with it though?
What?
If it's the truth, what's wrong with it?
Is Baby Kevin the truth?
What you mean by that?
Kevin, right?
I believe so. I don't know though.
Can't put on a nigga unless you got paperwork. So we ain't gonna call nobody that right now.
Bro, and like that's my point though, right? But he brought the ball with the sole purpose to call Kevo a rat for like one hour.
No, it wasn't. His purpose is calling him a rat. My purpose is to get his story, bro. I break stories. That's why the stories be big. You break stories. You don't keep talking about recycling.
You used to like doing the same exact thing. This ain't no different.
What?
Like with your stories and stuff.
What you mean? Am I used to doing the same thing?
So you said like you get stories, like, so just like he's saying that you clout chasing for this, is this out of the ordinary what you do with your content usually?
Nah. Like I don't just interview with people that's exposing people all day and every day. So nah.
So then like why Kevo then?
What you mean why Kevo? They reached out to me, bro. I didn't have no issue with Kevo. I never had met Kevo or talked to him for me to have an issue with him.
So before all this happened, all the shit going on, you didn't have no problem with them, and then they hit you up and said, we just want a platform to say X, Y, and Z, and you just let them do that.
Yeah, and they been hit me up, and I didn't even respond at first. It took a family member that knew these people that told me, like, nah, he know Kevo for real. Listen to him. They got to show me pictures of them together. They got to show me, and then I go online, and I see Kevo say he don't know the dude. He never met him. So that's already like, all right.
And they got pictures together.
Yeah, I got the shit in my phone. I can show y'all right now. I got a lot of shit in my phone to show y'all. So it's like, it wasn't no issue with him. The issue came because once I dropped the interview, he went online and basically like discredited my platform and said that I'm a fraud and I want to take down all the Chicago lit artists and don't fuck with me. That pissed me off. I responded. I was about to get on some other type of shit. Then I thought about it, like, he don't present himself as no tough guy, no gangster shit. There's no purpose of taking that route with him. He went online and played.
Who, Kevo?
Yeah.
Now Kevo gangster though.
Hold on. Let him finish.
He went online and played with me online and tried to discredit my brand and made me look bad. So my response was to do the same thing, but I didn't tell one lie. I basically, this was like a warning, like, you know, some internet shit, we could play on the internet. You want to play with me on that, we could play. His response after that, instead of like clearing up if he a rat or not, was 16's gay, he fuck with trannies. Like, so that made me believe you a rat now, because you realize just lie. That was your response. Instead of clearing up if you're a rat, because that's what I asked you to do, clear up if you're a rat or not, show the paperwork. Instead of doing that, you change the narrative and try to say I'm gang folk of trannies. And then when I get on your ass and I really get to call you a rat because I believe you're a rat and everybody else get to call you a rat, you fake and want to squash the beef with me because you know if I'm the person that got people saying this shit, if we get cool and I stop saying it, they going to stop saying it. So that's how that live came about. That was damage control for him. That wasn't genuine at all. The whole time he's belittling me, talking about it's Kevo's bag, it's 16's bag. It's what Kevo could do for you, it's what 16 could do for you. So I'm knowing this all like trying to save your image. You even promoting a documentary, like none of that shit was genuine. So that's why I really believe he thought thought believed that he was a rat because it's like, why not show your paperwork?
Hold on, let him finish.
Why not show your paperwork? Like, you called me a pedophile, went on the fucking pedophile website and typed my name in. Why he couldn't do that with his paperwork? Why respond with a lie?
So where did tranny shit come from?
And it's proof, and it's, I don't know, it's proof that he lied about that, because when we did our talk, he said that he lied about that shit on a lie.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Like, you saying where I come from? I want to show you. So I want to show y'all. Like,
no, I'm saying, for somebody to say, hey, he fuck with trannies, like,
nobody ever
said that.
He just
threw that shit out the water, out of nowhere.
Yes, bro. I'm about to show you some shit.
Missing.
Hold on, no.
Point though, right?
Shit. Nah, listen to this. This type of shit.
Man, you see how you just text me like, man, saying something like, well, I'm gonna do this and do that, and you don't see me texting you though, saying I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that to you. Which, you know, I can make up any type of finesse on anything, any platform, and make you look the worst. And just say anything, period. You know what I mean? So, like, why would you feel me? Try to finesse, like, you. That would let you know that you're more mad, because I'm not even mad at you, even if you moved on. Like, you know I don't care.
Like, he's telling you what the fuck he do. He pays blog. I got bloggers I could call. That's, like... It's a reason why no Chicago blogs posting no bad about me. It's out of town people, because all the Chicago people knows him and they know his tactics.
Because they're receipts, though.
He called them asking to say this, and they, bro, get off my phone. Yo, ass a goofy. Fuck your money. It's taking out of town people. It's taking people like you. It's taking.
Do you have any proof of that, though? Like,
yes. Show me a Chicago blog that says something bad about me.
No.
Do I got proof of that? That he's paying blogs?
No, right. He caught up a Chicago like blog, right?
How and you get said, Big Folks' number?
Huh?
You ain't know Big Folks.
Big Folks is Kevo's manager.
Exactly. How did y'all get in contact?
Who, Kevo?
They contacted you, right?
No. Well, kind of, right? So I posted it about Kevo, right? Saying, yo, like 16 shot him, F Kevo's wife. He said, bro, like, that's not my wife, dog. Like, why would you, like, post that shit up, right? So then, like, you know, he called me, right? Right? Right, so like we talking, right? Cool, right? He said, yo.
That's not his what?
It says Kevin Ford, Dumbin Harris, blah, blah, blah. Wait, this is just like a what? Like what? A what?
It's a mirror's license, I think.
Bro, it's some like skin shit, right?
You trying to come over the skin? No,
If Kev was married, right, bro?
Wait. Why is it easy
to find out? Just go online and type it up.
Hold on, quick. Why does it matter if he was married or not anyway? In the context of things,
I'm just pointing out lies.
No,
every lie I could point out, I'm showing, because I got multiple times he lied.
Because of the lie, though, right? So again, my thing is this, right?
No, why does it if matter he if he was married?
No, wait. Though, right? But listen, right? If Kev was married, though, right? It's easy as fuck to point out. Go online and like look for it, right, and pull it up. But like, that still haven't come out yet, right?
You did Kev, that?
No. Right? Kevin just saying, yo, listen, man, like, why would you like post up like the title of that's my wife, and me and her are like not legally married? Which I said, right? It's then, you know, it's like my fault then, right? Cool. Let's turn that back to you though, right? So you like said right, yo, like.
No, you're not changing this. What we just talking about is him contacting blogs and getting and trying to change the narrative.
Proof he got of it,
though. Did they contact you?
Who, Kevin? Yeah.
All right, that's all. That's
it wasn't
so,
to like.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's what I'm saying is true.
Put up though, right?
Did I contact y'all?
I don't know, right?
No.
Right. So listen, right. Kevin hit me up though, right? But he never said, yo, like post this, right? I asked, yo, listen, like, if he said this, and you're saying that, yo, that this is wrong, yo, like, come on and like, speak about it. Kevin said, bro, listen up, bro. Like, I'm up here. He's down here, right? I can give him no clout. Talk to Big Folks, which is his manager. So I said, all right, cool. You feel me? Right? So, like, it wasn't Kevin saying, yo, bro, like, post this. But no, like.
So, you know, when you talk to, what's his name?
Big Folks.
When you talk to Big Folks, what did he tell you?
What? Like.
In the context. Like, what was your conversation like?
On camera?
No.
Or.
Regardless of what was the conversation in general?
Is hair, right? So, like, I called him, though, right? And he said something like, again, like the pedophile shit, the, like, and he's capping about the wife shit, you know, how you're, like, scared to, like, come outside in Chicago, right? 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 So, hey. You know, right?
Well, you ain't in Chicago. You be saying Kevin in Chicago, though?
Rich as fuck. Why would he go back?
Bro, it's a reason he don't want to do that interview. He's it don't rich. Got nothing to do with being rich. It don't got nothing to do with being busy, bro.
Yeah, bro, why would Kevin go through the trenches, bro?
He's not no fucking from Chicago. He was born in Chicago. It's a difference. That's why when he tried to prove he was from, they showed a birth certificate. Don't know a nigga where they from show. Most niggas don't even, they mamas got their birth certificates, bro. Like, he not from Chicago. Ask him to show a high school picture. Ask him to show.
And where did Kevin get booked at, though?
Anybody get arrested in Chicago? I got arrested in fucking Philly.
Got arrested with like three homes, though, bro. Like, right? Like, right? So how can you like say he's not from there when he was living there when he got arrested?
You want to ask his blood brother, Corvell Ford, where he from?
Bro, listen though, right?
I got that on voice.
But bro, though. Listen though, right? But bro.
Look.
It's bro. Facts though, right? Kevil was living in Chicago when he got like booked for like the scam shit, bro. Right?
I don't know, bro.
It's
a difference between being living somewhere and being from somewhere, bro. I'm living in L.A. I'm not from L.A.
But, bro, right? Hey, right? So you're saying, right?
He says he's from Chicago. He telling me I can't come outside the city that I'm really from, that I'm really outside of it every day. Ain't nobody.
Have you been outside though?
Yes. What you said, word on the street. I still want to know what street you was on that told you that. Like, who told you that?
A bunch of people, right?
The internet,
right?
Well, I ain't seen it.
Oh shit, my bad, bro.
Let me tell you something. Nah, about
you know who told you, bro?
Nah, who? Nah, said it too, right? But like, bro, right? There's people, right? Like from from Chicago, right? Including Big Folks and
people say they
Kevin, names. Right? Nah, come on, bro.
Who you know from Chicago, bro?
What, bro? I'm a fucking blogger. I know everybody, my nigga.
So who's saying it?
A bunch of people.
So why ain't none of Chicago blogs saying it?
Bro, I don't know shit about the like the blogs and that, right?
I just want to know who's saying it because I ain't heard it.
A bunch of people, bro.
So it should be out there then.
It's out there.
That should be the narrative. I didn't see not one blog.
It's out there, bro.
You the only nigga.
Me?
Yeah.
When?
You said it.
He's
said
saying
it. I posted about it? Nah.
Are you saying the other big outlets is posting about him, saying this shit about
not
him?
Not even the what? Small ones.
What?
Nobody.
Like, who else other than Big Folks did you hear this information from?
Ikenna, right?
Where, Flacco? No. You know, and then.
No blogs posted it, right? Right?
Who?
No blogs posted it, right?
Who? Name one.
There's name
no,
one.
No, I just said one. No blogs posted it.
Okay, so where did you get, you said word on the streets, you got information about him. Who else did you hear from other than Big Folks that was discrediting him?
That's it's what you niggas know. Though, right?
Who's the niggas?
Bro,
you be here.
Bro, listen up, bro.
I be talking about this cap ass shit, bro.
I'm a blogger, bro. Bro, listen, bro. I got 30,000 followers, my nigga.
Wait, hold on. Don't put my head down.
Bro, look.
How you gonna be a blogger? You ain't incredible, bro.
How?
You can't even stand on your word. You can't. How? You can't prove this shit. You just be saying shit.
I just want to know.
I'm a fucking blogger. Niggas told me this shit, my nigga.
You really got who's potential. Niggas, like you entertaining. You funny. What? You could do this shit.
He
but
funny
like,
as hell.
All the other extra shit you doing, bro. That's gonna be your downfall.
I should tell niggas like who told me like.
No, I'm just saying.
Sources, bro. No, like, come on, bro. That's dumb.
Fuck a source. Fuck a source.
How's it capping though?
He asked you who
said it too.
Did you hear something about other
people?
You said it's on the internet.
No. I. Sorry, niggas who like
I don't know. I don't know nothing about nothing. He's saying there ain't nobody posting it. You saying that niggas is telling you this and it's out.
Yeah.
There. So I want to know who the fuck lying right here.
What would I tell you who told me?
You said a lot of people.
Yeah. Bro, listen. Oh, shit, my phone down there, right? But bro, listen. Right?
All
right,
look.
But bro, listen.
Look, just,
bro,
listen, just right? Show him on your phone.
Right?
Show him on your phone.
And I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna see.
Where your phone at?
Show me.
I want to see all these people.
I ain't gonna tell the source. I just want to see.
Wait, it's coming up.
You got the lighter?
let me go to Dave Cavill. Hit me up 1 second.
You say who? Who hit you up?
No, here, right?
Hold on, hold on. Let him show me. I want to see.
Bro, just said Kevo.
No. I'm saying right.
The day of.
Yeah, right. It's when niggas gonna hit me. We gonna see. Here. Let me type in this nigga name. If I hear no, hit Jay from. Hold on, here, 1 second. Is this nigga right here, right? Let me see.
Wait, just show me the confs up. The conf, I ain't gonna say who it is.
No.
I'm not gonna say who it is. I just wanna see.
Tell me, here, right here. Let me just tell you, you know, like we talked about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he called me here, but let me just show you. And us talking
that's
about.
That's Instagram or text?
No. Like, this is text from here. When was our show again? Let me see.
I just wanna confirm.
Yeah, right?
Let me see.
Here. Right, so again, this is like a phone conversation, right? But you see, like, us like talking about this nigga, right?
Wait, let me see.
What here?
Okay, wait. Okay, the first thing he says is, who was 16 spot him?
No, right? No.
You know who I am.
No, listen, right? I said spot him. His name is Shot Him.
Right, so, I know. Okay, let me see.
Right, so, I...
Wait, scroll.
So Shot Him, though, right? He says like, or visuals, right? And then he said, bro, what? Bro, listen, right? So look, he says, look though. Oh.
I'm not going to say the context of what the conversation was, but that's not the same as you.
He knows him though, right?
I'm saying, what you just said, somebody was saying that stuff about him.
He told me though.
No, he didn't say that.
Bro.
I just read, bro.
We talk every day, bro. That's my nigga, like.
Flacco, you tell me what I just seen out of my own eyes ain't real?
I hope you're not talking about the dude that worked for you, bro. Do the blog shit.
Nah, bro. Look. All right,
look. So if you didn't say it, let's read it then.
No, listen, bro. This is my nigga, though, right?
No, we're not going to say
it. We talk every day.
No. Listen. We're not going to read the person whose name it is.
Listen, though, right?
Look.
I'm telling you, though, right? Look. He put me onto him, right? He's my nigga.
Bro, the first thing he said is, who's 16, bro?
No, spot him.
Okay.
So yeah, Shot Him is his name. You feel me?
Bro, a nigga that know me gonna still know who you talking about.
How?
16,
he put me up. Listen, bro. He put me up. Right, you follow me and shit. Look, right.
I'm just saying what I read right now.
Look, right.
Is not the same as somebody telling you about him.
No. I'm saying, bro. This is my nigga, right? We talk every day, right? He put me on for this nigga. You
ain't saying the same shit. You ain't saying shit,
right?
Flacco,
how?
This you my nigga. You my guy, yeah, but I ain't about to sit here and lie on camera.
Thinking right now. You trying to buy time?
How though? Listen, right.
You keep saying this.
Read the shit.
I ain't gonna let nobody touch it. Watch out, Pierre. Watch out.
Look, right? He told me, like, he was following me and shit like that, right? I didn't even know. You feel me? Right? So, like, right?
A lot of irrelevant shit, right?
Right?
Now, what I just read wasn't the same as somebody telling you about him through the streets.
Bro, listen, bro. We talk every day, right?
Just admit you lie, bro.
How? Bro, listen, right? Bro, look at this, though.
I feel like y'all locked in because you had a little.
How do we talk every day, my nigga?
I'm talking about you and Kevin because you was a little too biased, bro.
How too biased by Kevin?
You started the call. What's to Clout Chasing at 16, bro?
Bro, it's Clout Chasing, my nigga.
Bro, what you just said now. Yeah, you the homie. I don't know,
Kev. Yeah, with though,
listen,
right?
Hold on. You the homie.
Yeah.
I don't know, cuz.
Of course.
You feel me? So my thing right here is to have your back when it comes down to
it.
But if you say something, bro, I'm going to make sure that you stand on it. What you just showed me out of your phone wasn't somebody telling you about this man.
He knows him though, right?
No. I'm saying, what you just showed me out of your phone was not the same as what somebody saying about this man. He didn't know who he was. And you said something describing him.
Yes, we talk every day. Right?
And he says a lot of people that say this shit.
Who? Yes.
I'm just.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
Show him a number two.
It's the native, bro. Listen, right? I finna go through every fucking DM in my shit, right?
That one wasn't a good one.
Right?
You my guy.
Listen, right?
The first one should have been the best one.
Same bro told me, right? He was following me, right? Again, bro knows your shit, right? But I'm like, again, but you saying though, right? That like me calling you like a cloud chaser is a bad thing or like wrong, bro.
All I'm saying is you came with a certain energy already, which shows what's going on.
How though?
I would have thought we was into it. I don't even know you.
Why? For cloud chasing?
Because why are you calling me out my name? My name not clout chasing.
You clout chasing over Capital, bro.
I'm not clout chasing, bro.
Bro, that was a clout chasing move to me, my nigga.
Bro, these is facts. I'm not clout chasing about shit.
How's it facts though?
You see the difference between me and everything I'm coming with? I'm showing facts and receipts and proof.
How's it facts of Capital snitch though, bro?
I call him a snitch. Have I called him a snitch on here?
Yes.
No, I said I believe he told. I didn't call him a snitch.
And
just like the way they alluded that, yeah. I told him my case, and nobody. How come nobody saying that about me? But them.
Hey, man. Great question, bro. But you also right, said though, right? It's like why can Kevin prove that, right?
Why do you even listen to a person that was proven a lie multiple times?
When?
The nigga told y'all that he worked out and got swole and went in the gym and nigga got a whole BBL, bro.
I heard that from him, right? He lost weight though, right?
Like, how do you get to the point in life where you realize you need a BBL as a man? Like, as you looking back in the mirror and looking down,
he lost
like,
weight though. He lost weight though, bro.
Is the BBL confirmed? Because I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You said two things on Tuesday that I was like, whoa, this is wild.
Bro, you gotta realize, bro, like.
You said ass shots, though, bro. Like, that's wrong.
You got to realize who with me right now, bro.
You said ass shots, though, right? Like,
I ain't say the word ass shots. I said BBL.
No.
I said BBL and LiPo.
You sure? Here.
If I said ass shots in the caption,
I hope nobody getting no ass shots as a man. The women have something.
Kevin put, like, fat in his ass and that was wrong.
Bro, his whole lifestyle is a fraud, bro.
No.
You want to walk? No.
Back up though, right?
Show me what's real about him. He got fucking blow up muscles.
Here, right?
Everything he did.
I'm posting a lot right now, my bro. Here, watch this, right? Who stated right? Kevin got like and fanning his ass and shit, bro. And that was wrong, right?
You say what?
Who said Kevin got ass? Sorry,
I said he got a BBL and lipo.
Here, bro. You said Kevin got fat put in his ass.
He probably got fat.
That's wild.
And that's wrong, right?
What you mean that's wrong? No, it's not wrong.
So you know for a fact Kevin put fat in his ass?
Bro, I got his wife. What you think I know?
Bro, how you just
I know
say,
everything?
How you go from saying, I did not say this, to I don't know, like, now you know for
you
a fact.
You said ass shots, bro. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how they do this shit. I know he got a BBL and lipo. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm standing on.
You said right. No.
I hope not. Kevin, if you're watching this, please. Yo, please.
Yo, listen, bro. What you write?
Bro, he posted his ass on his page.
You
man.
Said, right, that bro put fat in his ass. That's not true, though, right?
He probably took it out. He did something to his ass, bro.
Come on, bro. Come on. Don't you first think it, bro.
He got his ass played with, bro. What a camera's at?
Let me see.
How, bro?
Oh,
how's
no.
that, though? Like, bro.
Like, stop
bro.
It, bro.
No,
like,
not here. Here. Show it again, bro. Bro, this for the fucking like size, my nigga. Like, see yo,
it's not the
bro, it's capping. All see right bro. There, bro. Right, not as right.
Why you defending them so hard? Nah, if you don't got no type of, if you don't got nothing going on.
Nah, bro, he's lying on nigga though, right?
How much? I just want to know.
You lying
how much.
On nigga though, right?
I just want to know how much.
Nah,
bro.
Because you lying right there,
I ain't
my brother.
Mad at you. Nah, just bro. Don't play with me when you do it. You feel me? You can defend him
bro.
And do all that shit. Just
listen
don't
up,
play
bro. Because you're lying though, bro.
Get your money, bro.
Nah, bro. Listen though, right? Because you're lying right now, bro. Right? You stated, I never said shit about the ass. Now with
bro, do you know what a BBL is?
Bro.
Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah. And? And what though?
Bro, I ain't the first spot.
Yeah, right? But you said right for a fact.
No.
Bro,
stop touching my hand.
Right. You stated right for a fucking fact that Kevin put fat in his ass. Just say, yo, bro. I have no proof of it, and I was wrong.
Bro, I'm done.
You right? You lied on him, though.
I didn't lie on him.
He got, like, his pecs done, I think.
I'm done talking about it, though. I feel like what's understood don't got to be explained. Like,
you lied on him, though.
All right, fuck the BBL. Let's move on.
He lied on him,
though, bro. It's another lie.
I feel we not getting nowhere right now.
He got called lying on Kevin, man. No, I just want to.
He got called lying on Kevin just now, bro.
I didn't.
Bro, that's a big fat lie, bro, listen, right? It's a big difference between, yo, like, he got, like, his, you know, like, pecs and, like, you know, like, his abs done, right, to... Bro, playing fat in his ass looking at other niggas, man.
Okay, so that,
bro.
So
man,
that, so,
bro, that's a lie, man. Like, come
so that
on, bro.
Picture
like,
you got,
a nigga,
that
bro.
Picture you got right there, could that possibly be from the lipo? Did I turn him over and then
that's
with the
it,
other
bro.
Side?
Like, come bro, on, bro.
Wait till the interview with his wife, Don, come out. She going to tell you herself.
And she hates Kevin. Bro, she's going to lie on Kevin. She hates him.
Listen,
like, come on, bro.
I'm way more credible than all y'all.
How?
Just show one lie that called in. I could catch another lie.
I just showed on a lie right there, bro.
Hold on. Radio. What I'm saying is.
You said right for a fact.
Flacco.
I didn't say it.
Flacco, hold on.
Catch me on one lie.
I just did. What I'm saying is that picture you showing right there, is it possible that's from his lipo? That's what I'm saying.
No, he got his ass.
Right, you see right there.
I ain't no doctor, but I do see somebody on their stomach.
I got another question.
But listen up, bro. I just caught you lying, my nigga. But go ahead, bro.
I'm finna show you one of your boy one of his other lies.
Okay.
They say that because they was asking like, why she homeless? Why she ain't doing this? Why you don't just go sell that $100,000 chain I got you? That chain out $100,000, bro. That shit's silver. She took it to a jeweler. It's a video right here with the jeweler.
Yeah.
He told her, you lucky if you get $100 for this shit.
Skip a finesse the bitch. Yeah? like, and?
He lied. I'm just showing you lying.
Okay, you okay. Finesse the bitch.
You standing trying to defend a nigga.
No,
I'm just showing you where he lying at.
Bro, right?
And how can you tell me you not pay or you not his homie right? And I suppose.
Pay what, bro?
I suppose every lie. Just make excuses for it.
No.
And then you try to make it look like I lied. Like,
bro, you just said Kevo put fat in his ass. That's different from getting like your pecs and like, you know.
I didn't say that, bro. I don't know if he took it out. I don't know if he put it in. I don't know what he did.
He just stated it, right? Right?
You did say he got a BBL.
Yes, that's what I said.
No. He stated right that Dom told me this shit, right?
Anybody got a BBL in here? Not yet. When you get a BBL.
Did you just ask?
Because I'm trying to see, like, what's the procedure? Like, do you put fat in?
Put the fat back in.
Yeah, but Kevin got liposuction.
They take the fat out and they put it back somewhere else.
His wife told me, he said he wanted a bodybuilder booty. He said he got lipo at first. He worked out and he ain't like the way his bottom half looked.
It's unverified still, bro. Right? Like, so.
He posted it himself.
What?
Bro.
No, again, Kevin got his pecs, biceps.
How
right
you know that? How you know that? You
defended
him. You defended him more.
Right?
You defended himself, bro.
He posted right. But you can't like take that shit right and say, yo, listen, Kevin got like his fucking ass done and shit. That's a lie now.
All right, fuck the BBL. Let's move on. What's next?
On,
what's next when it comes to?
Oh.
I'm tired about that part.
The case.
Read this. If you tell me, would you respond like this if you didn't get a BBL?
What?
Is that a response of a nigga that didn't get a BBL? You going hell no. Stop playing with me.
He said some months back, I said, fix all this shit, gang. I can't be out here bad body.
What was he responding to? What was the question?
It said, what, you got a BBL on phone with him? That's what he said.
You want to read it? I want no. You read it.
We got a BBL on phone now. Just be okay. What's up? Months back.
Now watch him come up with something.
Come out here back.
Okay, he didn't say he got a BBL, bro. What?
Listen. Bro. Here, right? Kemba told us, right? Again, he told us, yo, I got my body done, right? Meaning like his pecs, his ass, right? He broke it down for us. Now, this nigga's saying that he has some information that we don't know. The Kemba got fucking fat put in his ass. That's not true.
Did he say that?
Hey, this was
yes.
So do you got any information about the BBL?
This what Kevo said.
Yeah. At that time you were way bigger. You wasn't fat.
I was I was fat. I was 284, bro. Right now I'm 220. You know, abs and everything. You get what I'm saying? Like I told you in the interview, I said, bro, I'm gonna go to jail, I'm gonna work out crazy and get my body. Now look at me. You feel me? Everything I told you I did.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
We know this though, bro. Like, bro, put that proof, bro. You got called lying. No, listen, right? I bring other shit, my nigga, right?
You know the type of nigga he is?
You got called lying right now, though, bro.
He'll do an OnlyFans guy, how to lose weight, and scam all these people and make them think he lost weight. That's all he been doing.
How to scam though? He lost 60 pounds.
How to get a Rolls Royce, and you rent a Rolls Royce and scam all these people. That's how he's paying for Rolls Royces and shit now. He's been scamming from the beginning, bro. He's scamming every way. First, he started out bank fraud scamming. Now, he's scamming his fans, bro.
Can't you a scammer, too?
Doom.
It's easy. If you a scammer, any scammer know, to tell somebody, I can make you $20,000, you got to look like $20,000. So, what he doing? He was renting and she's buying fake clothes, bro. All that shit. Yeah. All this shit was fake. Show me somebody that Kevo made rich off them guys, off them OnlyFans guys. It should be people coming, Kevo made me a millionaire. Nobody ever. He's scamming y'all. That shit false. He's scamming you right now. He scammed your fucking brain.
How though?
How though? Fucked up in the head.
How though?
Like, what's wrong with
you? How fucked up though?
I don't know if you.
I caught you capping or not, bro.
Either you paid or he scammed your brain.
I caught you capping. Now you out here trying to get defensive, bro. All
right, show me how I'm lying. I ain't running for nothing.
Bro, Ken, right? Just now, my nigga, right?
You set for the subject.
Nah, bro, listen up, bro. I caught you capping. Now you trying to like switch this shit, bro. Again, you said for a fact that man put fat in his ass, and Dom told you, right?
Show me why I said that,
bro. You just said it here, my nigga. All
right, so we gonna when it come out, we gonna see about that.
What you mean, yo, bro? you a fraud, my nigga, bro. Like, bro, like it's crazy, my nigga. Yo, wait.
One thing about the internet, bro. Whatever yo, listen, you right? say is death.
Bro, listen, right?
That's why he can't go on lives.
Bro, listen, right?
You That's why I don't lie to these people because I started understand off, right, whatever by saying, you say right? is that.
You started off, right? Again, by saying, right, yo, I never said that, right? I said, bro, you said it on the phone. Now it was, oh, Dom
so,
told wait, me.
So on the phone, he said he has some evidence that he got the BBL, basically.
She was already right? at that point.
Yeah, right? And then right, he said, right, that Kevin put fat in his ass. That's cap. You got no proof of this.
When did I say that? Show me that. Well, I'm not saying I didn't, but I don't believe I said that shit.
Flacco, pull it up. I want to hear it, bro.
Yo, you're a fraud, bro. Here.
Show me. Prove me I'm a fraud. And I stand on that.
I bet. Okay, bet.
You gotta get that premium.
Also,
man.
Another thing, I never said he fucked the Grooving Gorilla, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all changed the narrative of that shit too. Well, I said
I was here on Tuesday. Said, you kind of alluded
I said,
to that.
I said he tried. I said
hey, no. I was here, cause
I know what I said.
You said it because he was
say
laughing.
He fucked him.
I said he got
on that with him. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he got on that with him.
Because when I heard you say that, I was like, this nigga say he fucked the Grooving Gorilla.
I'm not speaking on Grooving Gorilla because I don't know that man. And I don't got no issue with him.
All that shit, wow. BBL.
I think I'm on that with
the Grooving Gorilla shit.
But what I
play that shit, Flacco. I'm here.
Playing now. Why we can't hear it?
Bro, it's a 12-minute audio. I'm trying to like
find I'm trying to make sure.
The timestamp, my nigga. What the fuck, bro? Yo, bro, you got caught lying, my nigga. Trust me, bro. You gonna get exposed real quick.
Come on, I wanna hear this, man.
What? Watch this.
Put it to the mic.
Wait, I'm trying to find the house.
Wait, put it in the mic. That's right there.
Stop it.
What the fuck?
I swear to God, bro. I can't make this shit up. I gotta get to the bottom of this.
I got screen recordings, I got receipts, I got everything, bro. I'm not capping on none of this shit.
If and when I get Bandman Kevo on the channel and interview him, what are the main things that you think I should ask him?
Ask him what block you from in Chicago.
Where I say that at?
What? Yo, bro, you alluded to the whole... Bro, listen, right?
Where did I say that at? Show me the time stamp that I said
right
that.
Your cap right there, right?
We not finna do Adam no said, right? No small talk, none of that.
Adam said, right? Why would a man, right, put some fat in his ass, right?
Who said that?
Right?
Who? My name, Adam. And
he stated it, right? What's my name? Wait. Adam stated it, right?
Adam said that. Right?
Why would a man put fat in his ass? And he stated, yo, listen, bro. I got receipts and everything, right? And he told me he wanted to make his ass fat because what? Like what?
No,
what,
I didn't. I didn't say that.
Bro, you a fucking fraud, my nigga.
Bro, this shit is fraud, my nigga.
Bro, listen, right?
Do you not realize people gonna see this?
Yes, bro. You a fraud, my nigga. Right? Right?
Like, do you know I don't gotta argue with you about this shit?
Huddle. Bro, listen.
Unless y'all delete this shit off the fucking.
No, that ain't happening. Go ahead.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Let's move on.
No.
Y'all not listening to each other.
I'm listening, bro.
I got the videos on my page, but he actually put the picture of his ass on at a BBL because he thought I had that.
Wait, he got a BBL?
I think you need to put the headphones on.
You say, yeah.
He said he had a screenshot that was put out.
Play
is
it
that,
again.
Is that what you just showed me right now, the screenshot?
Yeah.
Adam asked him, right? Did Kevo put the fat in his ass? And he said, yeah, right?
No.
Okay, here.
Play that.
Okay, here, play again.
Then we shouldn't even be on this, bro, because they can rewind this and listen. This ain't nothing to debate about.
You notice every I got the videos on my page, but he actually put the picture of his ass on at a BBL because he thought I had that.
Wait, he got a BBL or was it lipo? He didn't have the fat put in his
ass, bro. Hey, right?
Just stop, bro.
No, right? Let's go get recovered.
All right, Flacco. Next subject. Let's go.
Next subject. Kevo got
We're going to agree to disagree on the BBL.
We're going
to
let the fans decide in the comments.
Right, Kevo got abs.
Not the box either.
Abs, packs.
Flacco, my guy.
What?
That's your boyfriend or something?
Abs, packs. Abs and the lipo, right? Right?
Let's move to the next one.
Oh.
The next subject. Let's go.
But the girl thing, right? But the 18-year-old and like 13-year-old girl. Tell us a story about that.
Now, out of everything that he actually said, this the only thing I believe, I think he actually believed to be true.
Okay.
Because I did get arrested for that charge, but it had nothing to do with no fucking sexual shit. I was a senior. The girl that they was talking about was a freshman. I had a girlfriend, everything in the school. That was a junior or some shit. But long story short, she was harassing my girl. This is some shit my whole school know about. Uh-huh. She was harassing my girlfriend, like drawing pictures of her, doing all type of weird shit.
Yeah.
Stealing shit from her, all type of shit. She asked me to basically be her boyfriend. I'm hell nah.
Uh-huh.
She cannot go around telling people that I'm your girl. I'm hell nah. She come to school one day and give me a big ass tablet. She about, how about now? Tell your friends, but I'm still not claiming this girl, none of this shit. She come back to school, she keep giving me shit. She give me a tablet, she give me a laptop, give me a cell phone, she give me some studio equipment, all type of shit.
I would've took it. Uh-huh.
So at this point, one day she come back to school and she asked for it. I don't got that shit, I sold it. I sold it on eBay. Uh-huh. The only thing I had left was the laptop. I sold it to somebody in the next apartment complex from me. So I thought that was the end of it. That was my mama's shit. She looking for it. She's starting to, look at me. I don't know what to tell you. I think a few days later, I'm in my science class, and the school officer come and get me and lie and say my mama in the office. I noticed a lot of because she would have called me.
Yeah.
So once they get to telling me, I get to walking in the hallway. I walk past the girl. She crying. Uh-huh. So I'm like, what the fuck going on?
Uh-huh.
I'm in the office, and they like, they saying that you and her messed around in the school.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, where they say I did it at? And they said in a specific area where there's cameras at, so I really never was worried about this shit. But long story short, the officer knew it was bullshit. Everybody knew it was bullshit. He wrote the charge up as like a misdemeanor or some shit, but it was still a sex crime.
Uh-huh.
When I went home, I mean, when I went to the when I went
a
to,
misdemeanor for fucking a girl.
Let me finish the story, bro.
I mean, go ahead, bro.
When I went to the police station, I signed the I-bond, went home, didn't pay no money. Went home, to go get that laptop, bought it back, came back to school, gave that shit to them, told them it's all I got. It was over merchandise. Her mama told her to say that shit, that we did that shit. She was mad. I had thousands of dollars of merchandise. Told them, get it. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I got proof of this shit, bro. Her brother, I got messages of her brother, me and him talking, bro. Like, we this shit, not no fucking, no pedophile, what? None of that shit, bro. They never came to court, not once. If you look at the arrest record, if you look at it, it says stricken off. Go look up what that means.
Got it?
Or I'm not. Yes.
Yeah.
You could. Let me go to his name. It's on Facebook.
And he's referring to, I think Big Folks came online. Well, came here. Yeah, and said that.
Yeah, Big Folks said that shit. It's also defamation of character. Some nigga named Nina Boy went on there and lied, said I'm convicted, all type of shit. Like, y'all don't realize he's sending y'all stupid ass off to say this shit. It's a reason he's not saying it, because he know what's going to happen.
And, like, wait, so, like, and, like, who's Nina Boy?
I don't know who the fuck
Nina
he
Boy,
is.
Nina Boy, the homie from East Coast.
So how would,
he's
like,
a contact creator.
He's so a, he's a, he's a East Coast nigga.
No, no, he's from, like, in L.A. East Coast.
Oh!
Some gang shit.
And he knew about the case from Chicago?
Cool. Kevo told him. That's the same dude that called him a sex symbol.
Who, Nina Boy?
Yeah, a couple people called him
Nina
a sex
Boy's,
symbol.
I don't think Nina Boy. He's called him a sex symbol?
Hold on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, listen up, bro. I don't know.
Nah.
Yeah, listen. I ain't heard that, but hey, fuck it. If you got receipts, you got receipts.
He's
Kevo
getting lipo,
right? Him and Kevo is a real-life sex symbol. You
hold on, they only.
Dang, okay. Y'all tripping about
y'all telling me he ain't paid for this?
Kevo got his body done. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He got his body done. A lot of famous multimillionaire rich people get their body done.
That's true.
But
yeah, of course.
Once you steal, when you get your body done, Drake got it done. Turn to a, he's a sex symbol now. This is what Kevo is. So
he turns to one, he said,
bad
yeah.
Bitches in his inbox.
So yeah. y'all telling me they just all saying the same shit? They all feel that way?
A lot of higher up celebrity niggas, they get light bone shit.
They are. I know that.
They do that.
Now
who all saying it though?
This another quality of a rat. He get exposed for that shit. Now he want to tell on other people. Oh, other rappers getting it. Like that's what rats do, bro. You get under pressure, you get to throwing names out.
So
now he trying to make it look cool.
Wait.
Now he trying to act, right. Now he's trying to change the narrative. He paid Shade Room and had them post them and make it look like
it's back to the rat stuff, though, right?
This what I'm doing.
You see that, right? It's back to like the rat stuff, though, right? You keep on like alluding to it. Now, like, what proof do you have that Kevo's a rat, though?
I didn't say it's now. I'm saying what I believe. I can say what I believe.
And like, he believes you're a pedophile, and that's cool, right?
I just prove I ain't. When we go to the website, prove you not a rat.
Show him. Bro. Show him on the website.
Prove you not a rat, bro. It's so simple. Print show paper. You only got to print it. Have him come on here and go online. I know y'all got computers back there. You can show
but
that
proof
shit.
That they have to
click the link.
The questions, not though, right,
his
bro?
Computers.
No, look, listen, right?
No, that's what though, I want, right, that's what y'all to do.
Right, though?
Have Big Folks prove he not a rat on y'all computers.
I bet you, right, though, right? You sat down for 1 hour and, like, what, like 30 minutes, right? I'm not sure, right? But you sat down for, like, 1 hour plus, and they didn't, like, show you, like, enough to say, yo, like, he's a rat for sure?
Bro, they showed me paperwork and shit, but I'm not reading all that shit, bro. I don't care who a rat. I got the content, bro. I let them get their voice. My intentions was to get the side from Kevo, bro.
And you don't think, though, like, that's dangerous, though?
I'm not
reading
I'm
shit.
I'm not worried about dude, bro.
And wait.
You can't call nobody a rat if you ain't got no paperwork. We know that.
Right? Like,
I didn't call him a rat. That's the difference with me and you.
Yo, you just
you called
so.
Me a clout chaser. You said I'm lying. You said it's false allegations.
Yeah, bro, you was clout chasing.
It's a difference. You don't even know me, bro.
Bro, listen.
You
again,
don't even
right,
know
bro,
who you
right?
be playing with
right?
half the time, bro.
Bro, listen, right, bro. But, bro, listen, though. I'm positive, right, that you just lied about, you know, like the fat, you know, in the ass.
Let's move bro, from the BBL. We talking about something else.
Shit, right? That I'm confident
you
about,
gonna,
right?
You're going to regret this.
Right?
When you watch this shit, you're going to regret this shit.
And then, like, two, right, bro? Again, I don't agree with bringing on a nobody just to say some shit about some nigga and who's lit just to get some views.
Who's to say he a nobody? What make you a somebody?
I seen his views. He's a nobody.
That make you a nobody?
Yes.
Then you a nobody then.
Hey, man.
Well, Flacco, before you came on this platform,
we all
you
didn't, equal, bro. Wait, you're talking about nobody.
Before you came on this platform,
yeah,
your views wasn't doing the biggest.
Yeah, of course.
You was grinding. You was trying to come up.
Yeah, of course.
That don't make you, you know what I'm saying, a nobody. You was somebody.
That time, the time, right? Yeah,
but
of course.
I'm saying what you was doing as you consider a nobody got you in the building here and make you on a bigger platform and do bigger shit. You shouldn't down nobody just because they hustling.
No, right? I'm not like telling him, right? I'm just saying, right, bro? Like,
you just saying, why give the attention to somebody that you don't know nothing about?
It wasn't about, listen, right?
Why not? I don't see why.
It wasn't about dudes' music.
I don't understand how people know how y'all think. Y'all want to hold people back and hide people and hold people down. Like,
it wasn't about dudes' music.
What's wrong with spreading the light to people, bro?
It wasn't about dudes' music, right? Right?
You look down on people calling nobodies and shit.
It wasn't about dudes' music. Nah, bro, listen, right? It wasn't about dudes' music, bro. You brought him on.
He rapped on that. What you mean? Bruh. It was about his life story. This
whole
is part of his life story.
A nigga, the whole title
he
is.
He believe a nigga told on him. That's part of his life story, gang.
Bro, that's cap, bro. Because the whole title is your bandmate.
Did you watch the whole interview?
Of course. Look, right.
The whole interview he's talking about rapping?
No.
But if somebody gets invited to the platform and they say some shit, they're going to put that story out there.
Look, right? Look, bro.
In the title.
Right.
Let me see.
Look, bro. That's the whole title.
It says Meeko accuses Bam Kevo of being a federal informant and in the car.
What's wrong with that?
Even a clip. That's the whole interview title, my nigga.
But if that's the juiciest shit he said as a content creator, people are going to take the craziest shit from the title and they're going to put that shit on title. We all do that.
For clips, though, right?
It's not a clip. Right. You know how this shit goes.
No, bro. But no, for everything. When they break down, when Adam breaks down interviews,
of course,
he puts two or three things that is interesting in the title. That's what's going to get people to click on it to watch the shit. He's doing the same shit everybody else doing.
Right? But,
bro, it was only one clip. If that's the most exciting thing, why would not do that?
Bro, that's the whole
idea. I just started doing clips, and I don't do that. Another company do that shit.
Bro, listen, right?
I don't even make the title.
Right? The full title of the full interview is, he accused them, right, of snitching.
If he's coming up, if I go to his page and I see that, I'm going to click on it just to watch and see what the fuck he's talking about. That's what a lot of motherfuckers do. Everybody do that shit.
That's the sole purpose.
When I see 1090 with his shit and his titles, I click on it. When I see Adam shit, I click on it. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what everybody do, though.
Nah, right? It's different, though, right? It's like the main purpose.
Show me one of your titles.
The interview, deal with the interview is supposed to do. He's somebody, he a rapper, he need attention, he need exposure. He got a life story. He got a story to talk about it. He put it out there. He got it.
And like, his like,
what's
life story,
wrong
right?
With that?
Bro, listen, because you brought him on with the main purpose of exposing Kevo.
What you bring Bickles on for?
It get, right? To respond back to you.
Y'all call me, though.
But you said something
in
here, right?
That
was false,
though,
right?
You doing instigating that shit, bro.
How?
Y'all think this shit be fun and games, bro?
How's
people die over shit like this.
How's it instigating, though?
What you mean, how's it instigating?
How, though?
If I was a dumb nigga and I would have just got back on here and just went off on all them, bro, like, that's instigating, bro.
Adam called you, right, and told you, yo, bro, I'm on air,
like,
right?
Y'all think this shit just all, like, clicks and views, bro?
Adam called you and said, yo, bro, I'm on air, right? And you said some shit that they thought was not true. So they say, yo, bro, we have to respond back and clear our name. So, like, he tapped in. So the house that instigated.
How he clear his name? What did he say to clear his name?
Who?
Who we talking about, bro? You nervous. You saying who? We
how
talking about one person.
No.
You trying to think.
No, right? Is Bam and Kevo and Big Folks, right? Or two different people, right? Big Folks like called in, right? And said, yo, listen, like, that's not his wife. And he called you a pedophile and like, you know, it's a weird shit, right? But bro, and we had to afford them, right? You know, the space to respond back, right? Why? Because you said some shit on again.
You said you put him on there to clear my name. I mean, clear his name. What did he clear?
I don't know.
Nothing. So
you
how
think
you
so?
Stop. How do you put him on here to clear my name and him clear nothing?
No, right? Again, it's Big Folks and Ben McKevill say, yo, we have to clear our name. So they like,
what did he clear, bro?
Call it in. Bro, right?
Just answer that. What?
I don't care for that, right? I'm just saying,
you just said
right?
That's what you brought him on for.
No. You stated, though, right? That's instigating. I'm saying, right, bro?
If you would have called him and clear his name, that's not instigating.
Bro.
You said, what's the clout chasing at 16?
Yes. I think you're a clout chaser, right?
And I think you're a goofy.
Yeah, bro. I think you're a clout chaser. You feel me? Like, yo, right? So, like, you're like, here, right? So, you're like having like an issue, right? With me saying, yo, listen, I think he a clout chaser for doing A. And you don't like agree with that, right? But I like still think that. So, like, how am I?
Let me ask you this. And this is going, we're going to sum this up like this, right? So, you saying everything that this man said and what he showed you was false?
No.
Is basically what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying, right?
Show me what he said that was true.
Bro, I don't even like recall half the shit that was like so during that call. You feel me? Like it was a 4-minute call.
Now you don't recall, bro.
How do he listen? Right, he said this, bro. Right,
bro. You supposed to have your facts together, Flacco.
Then y'all get how him. Then y'all get him make it seem like I'm clout chasing, like I'm harassing him. I'm exposing him, doing all this shit for nothing, bro. This nigga harassing me.
How we instigating
this
though?
Nigga putting bots of addresses he think I live at 1,000 times on the people comments I don't fuck with. This nigga dropping socials and security numbers and driver's license numbers. This nigga doing a lot of weird shit behind the scenes, bro. This nigga making fake pages saying I'm trying to kill him.
How is that
and shit.
Our fault though?
He,
right?
It's like you fuck with me, then you on some police shit too.
How is that our fault, though? Because you said, right?
What you mean, how's your fault? You standing behind this shit. You calling me a clout chaser and you standing behind this shit. Bruh, and I'm showing you this shit.
No, right?
And I don't want you to be on my side, bro, but stop.
Bro,
stop.
I think you're
like
a clout chaser.
It's like you dick riding, gang.
No, right?
No. We're going to do this. All right. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of it. How did you and Kevo get into it to begin with?
He was like, clout chasing off
man,
Kevo.
Man, shut up. I just said, let the man talk.
What'd you say, Kevo?
Bro, suck my dick, bro. That's a,
hey, stop
bro.
Playing before I smack the shit out.
Do it.
Hey, no. Watch out. We ain't doing that here. Watch out.
I'll beat the fuck out of you.
No, man.
I'll beat the fuck out of you, but motherfucker, put you somewhere you're on the beat, boy. Stop playing with me, boy.
Fuck out of here, my nigga.
Watch out, man.
You think this is a high fun game, boy?